are the Austin Lounge Lizards.
One, two, three, four.
The lunatics on the grass. The lunatics on the grass. Remembering games and days changed and laughs. Now keep the loonies on the path. The lunatics in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper rolls their folded faces to the floor. Every day they roar, there's more. And if damn breaks up in many years too soon, if there is no room upon here, then if your head glows with dark voting too, on the dark side of the moon.
Live from Studio A, our guests of the Austin Lounge Lizards. Now, I wanted to be able to tell people when you did a song what record it was on, but since there are five records, I cannot keep track of everything, or what, in fact, what you're doing that might be new, that might not be on record.
Okay, we'll try and supply a few of those. Okay.
That one is on our, I'm sorry, that one's on our Dark Side of the Moon album.
Sold 24 million copies.
It was on the charts for 14 years during the 70s, which is no small feat.
Speaking from one who knows,
Tom is the mathematician of the group.
Oh, I got it. Is he the one that gets to count the money, too?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah.
And he used to work for the IRS.
Uh-oh. Well, maybe you'll make him pay out the money, too, when you need it.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Anyway,
we all work for the IRS.
The Austin Lounge Lizards record for Watermelon Records. And there are five records. There's a couple on Flying Fish and the rest on Watermelon.
That's right. First two are Watermelon, and the most recent is Watermelon.
Yeah, and the should mention that a lot of you already know that Flying Fish has been sold to Rounder Philo, and hopefully they'll keep those in print.
Yeah.
Have they communicated with you at all?
No, nobody told us that, have they?
Yeah, it's been reported that people have found CDs floating in Boston Harbor, though.
And a shrimp. Yeah. A temp.
Never mind. No, they sent us a welcome aboard letter, and 3 months later, something else happened. I can't remember.
They did notify you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good, good. But they didn't tell you who to come to if you didn't get your checks. Or...
No, they're trying to keep a low profile on that issue.
What song do you do next?
It's one off of our Paint Me on Velvet album, which is one of the two in question that's now a Rounder property. It's one that Hank and I wrote the morning after we played the maximum security penal facility out in Corcoran, California, about 3 years ago. It was sort of an expression of, gee, we're glad we're out.
Across America, a new day is dawning.
Future blood is slipping away.
People are waking up, stretching and yawning.
And desperation.
Put the Oak Ridge boys in the slammer. Throw away the key. Give them all a 9-pound hammer.
Just keep on.
Boys in the big house, lock all the windows.
windows and gates. Replace their musical stardom
with an
ignominious fate.
Lunchtime in the USA,
bologna and American cheese.
The same 40 songs on the radio.
Music police, send the Oak Ridge boys up the river. Stick them where the sun don't show. Moor them in the Monongahela.
Or out
in the Ohio. Put the Oak Ridge boys in the Pokey. Silence them forevermore. Chase them down out of the Smokies.
With brick.
Has nothing to do with country music, but I would like to say a special thanks to Frank Zappa right now. I think we really should put the Oak Ridge boys away.
Live from Studio A, our guests are the Austin Lounge Lizards. Their latest album is called Small Minds. It's on Watermelon Records, and the picture on the front of it, I looked at that today real good, and I thought, did he have Rush Limbaugh in mind when he...
Who does that look like to you? What do you think, Howard? Does Rush come to mind?
Yeah, it did.
How about George Wallace?
Yeah.
Kind of Rush Limbaugh and George Wallace combined.
Yeah. The best features of each.
Yeah, we asked Ben Sargent, who's a political cartoonist at the Austin American Statesman, to sort of invent a character which reflected many of those people all in one... Little-headed person.
Mm-hmm.
And he did so very well, I think.
Well, the album is called Small Minds.
Yeah.
Will somebody identify each member of the band so we can know who's doing what to us?
Okay. Well, we'll go around the clock. You want to start over there?
I don't know. Maybe we should start over there.
Okay.
Over you want to start in the middle?
No, start over there.
Okay.
Okay. This is Tom. I'm the horse one of the bunch. I've just coming over a little laryngitis, but I'm trying to do my part tonight.
His banjo is going to sound a little hoarse, too.
Yeah. And never mind the steel guitar.
Yeah.
Never mind that.
Well, the steel's been perfectly healthy. I think the electronics help to resist disease.
Okay.
And I'm Boo Resnick, bass player, vocalist, traffic crossing guard.
I'm Hank Card, rhythm guitar and vocals also.
I'm Richard Bowden. I play mandolin and fiddle and do some driving.
And I'm Conrad Deisler, lead guitar and an occasional mandolin.
Mm-hmm. There are like a couple of you that do most of the writing. Is that true?
Yeah, we all do some, but
Hank really does more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He's driven.
And he's so responsible, too.
Yes.
What song you do next?
Well, this is a song
we didn't write.
We didn't write, actually.
It's on our very first album. We didn't write it, and it was written about California when the country in general perceived California as a very cool place to live.
It's written by a guy named Michael Lisch, who lives in Washington now.
Well, those California girls are best, they say. That way
West Coast lifestyle steal your heart away. Well, surfer girl, our love wiped out, and now I'm so blue. I cry hot tubs of tears over you. And I cried hot tubs of tears over you. I can't eat a bite of tofu. I've given up Tai Chi and group therapy too. And I cry hot tubs of tears over you. Expressway from the start, and you took the fast lane to my heart. And now my eyes, like LA skies, are smoggy and damp. Why did you take the nearest exit ramp? And I cried hot tubs of tears over you. I can't eat a bite of tofu. I've given up Tai Chi and group therapy too. And I cried hot tubs.
Our guests are the Austin Lounge Lizards. How do, now I know that you guys have been together for some time now, what, 10
yeah.
years?
16.
16 years.
Yeah.
And you've built up a solid following just kind of slowly, but.
Fairly solid, yeah.
Yeah. You actually had a chart, an album that was being charted on the Americanas. It's still on there?
That was Small Minds about a little under a year ago.
Okay.
And tragically, it's fallen off.
Uh-huh.
But it's lost in deep space.
Yes, our
equipment. Excuse me, the washing machine's just gone into spin cycle. I'll be right back.
Yeah, let's get that out before it wrinkles up.
But hot tub songs, all cliches. Excuse me, I just wanted to say that. Yeah. Moving on.
Okay. But which song on the Small Minds album was getting the most airplay? Do you know?
No, I really don't. The song Old Blevins has received a good bit of attention from the country stations, mm-hmm. the non-traditional country stations. This one, The Shallow End of the Gene Pool, has been getting a lot of airplay. I just heard it on KGSR, which is a commercial station in Austin, mm-hmm. last week.
Huh.
But it's not country or bluegrass. The album sort of has a salad approach to music. You know, just whatever we felt like, we threw it in there.
Also, the probably the song Gingrich the Newt that we're going to do later has received a lot of play on.
Oh, yeah.
Radical left leaning stations.
It leaked this one. Like KSFO in San Francisco. It leaked it a little early before the album came out.
Is most of your airplay on public radio?
Yeah.
Yes. Not all. Most of it, we do get some on the AAA stations, mm-hmm. adult album, whatever, alternative, I guess it's called.
Yeah.
But mostly public radio, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What song you do next?
Well, I think since we seem to have a malfunction in the steel guitar, we need to debate that briefly. But
you need a moderator.
Well, I'm going to number seven.
But we need a new amp.
Yeah, maybe. Do you think we could play that pedal steel if you put it directly in, and the engineer kind of piped it back to you in the headphones?
Sounds technical.
Yeah, boy.
Gosh.
Directly into what?
Well, it's just I don't want to take up a lot of airtime with that.
Single from up above it.
We're going to big mix on that.
We'll resolve that later. Why don't you go ahead?
Okay. Well, there's one just down the set list here that Tom sings, and he doesn't have to rely on any kind of instrument technology. It's what passes for a gospel song in our band.
He's going to just do this with his own two hands.
Introduce Tom and his persona, the omnivorous Herschel the Hypocrite. Ready? One and two and three and four and...
I just can't abide a sinner like you, you know. God can't either, that's why I know it to be true that Jesus loves me, but he can't stand you. Going straight to heaven, boys, when I die, cause I've crossed every T and I've dotted every I. If I'm a preacher tells me I'm God's kind of guy, that's why Jesus loves me, but you're gonna fry.
God loves all her children by gum. That don't mean she won't incinerate some. Can't you feel those hot flames licking you? Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I'm raising my kids on a righteous way, so don't be sending your kids over to my house to play. Why, yours will grow up stoned and liberal and gay. I know. Jesus told me on the phone today.
Jesus loves me, this I know. And he told me where you're gonna go. There's lots of room for your kind down below.
Me. I know he does. He told me on the phone just this morning. Said, son, I love you. Speaks English pretty well, considering it's a second language for him. We talk every day. I've got a 900 number in a Tascadero I call it. Sometimes I get the recorder, you know, it says, I may be omnipresent, but I'm not here. I may be omniscient, but leave your name and number. Jesus loves me, but he can't stand you.
I guess live from Studio A are the Austin Lounge Lizards, and they have five albums, three on Watermelon and two on Flying Fish.
Yeah.
And well, look, you know, if the store doesn't have the Flying Fish ones, you can ask them to order it. I'm sure they get it for you.
Yeah.
But we don't know what's happening with the distribution of Flying Fish records that are now handled by Rounder. And they make their home in Texas. Do you play bluegrass festivals at all?
Yeah, we don't play the very strict traditional festivals, mm-hmm. like the one in CMAT, Oklahoma. We don't do that one at all. But
they're too hard there.
We are going to return to Winterhawk, which is up in upstate New York, a mm-hmm. pretty big festival up there. This summer, we'll play Strawberry, but that's not really bluegrass. So we'll be there in Labor Day.
There's a Cajun and Bluegrass Festival in Rhode Island we play every other year.
Yeah, what a great place for it, too.
Yeah.
Down there in the Mediterranean coast of Rhode Island.
I'm trying to think. I know the guys that do that. The college professor, right?
Yeah,
Chuck Wentworth.
Chuck Wentworth.
Yeah. Chuck Wentworth. Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Deadpan, totally, all the way.
You're listening to L.A. Name Dropping.
What song you do next?
Oh, that's still working?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. We're going to do the song that kicks off our new album, Small Minds. It's one that Boo Resnick sings.
And proud to tell you about it. It's a song about a guy who's on the information superhighway, 101, I think. But unfortunately, he's in the left-hand lane, and he's doing about 30. And he's in front of you with his right blinker on for the last 20 minutes. A song in the key of DNA.
sense of humor no one can stand. My development was seriously encumbered by being the bass player in the Lounge Lizards band. I'm a social director nightmare. At dinner parties I just babble and drool. It's not easy making friends when you're from the shallow end of the gene pool. I'm from the shallow end of the gene pool. My x-ray make the doctors laugh when they try to get my EQ waves. Well, I wasn't even on the ground. Oy. Shallow end of the gene pool. My x-rays make the doctors laugh when they try to get my EEG waves.
Our guests live from Studio A are the Austin Lounge Lizards. They record for Watermelon Records. The latest album is called Small Minds, and as Boo mentioned, that song is the first one on the album. Do you go places, do you perform places where they tell you not to do certain songs?
Almost never. Occasionally we'll do a private party, and they're just paying us some incredible amount of money, and we'll say, well, all right, we'll let it pass. Otherwise, we do what we do.
You'd be pretty resistant to being censored in a public situation, then.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we try to watch our language, you know, but other than that,
we're certainly watching it tonight.
Yes,
we are. Being gosh darn careful.
I appreciate that, and the FCC appreciates it.
Normally, our show is incredibly smutty, but we toned it down for this show.
Well, or for any show where people are present.
Show where people are present. Yeah, we've toned it down quite a bit.
Actually, well, some of our best fans are little kids. Parents who bring their kids out sometimes. And it's crazy, but true.
I love it when you talk dirty.
A lot of kids are kind of amazed to hear adults singing songs that are as silly as ours are, and we really appreciate the fact that they notice.
There may be some adults that are amazed.
Yeah. They have to maintain, though. The adults have to maintain.
Let me take just a minute out to tell everyone to listen to KPFK Los Angeles, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio for all Southern California. We're at 90.7 on your FM dial. This is Folk Scene. It's heard Sunday evenings 8 to 10 p.m., Tuesday afternoons from noon to 2 at 90.7 FM. Tonight, right here at KPFK at 10 o'clock, is IMRU, News and Views from the Gay and Lesbian Community. At 11 o'clock, it's Bonnie Barnett, Echoes from a Deep Planet. And then at midnight, it's John Brecko and Smoke Rings, jazz all the way through the night till 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Let me mention that, in case you haven't heard him, every day, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m., Jerry Brown is here, takes your phone calls live from up in Oakland, and does a really interesting show with some interesting guests and topics I'm sure you'll enjoy. That's Jerry Brown, 4 to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here on KPFK Los Angeles. As I said before, our guests are the Austin Lounge Lizards. What are you going to do next?
We're going to do another one off our newest album. This is recently we found out that there are these guys that drive around the country just like we do, but they get paid even though they don't have to play a gig every night. And those are professional truck drivers. And now I think we understand why so many musicians have written songs about truck drivers. Jealous.
Envy, yeah.
Yeah. And this is our tribute to truckers, especially one with a very difficult psychosomatic problem.
That's right.
One tough nut until the day you made me crack. I was one tough customer until you made me back. I was one tough cookie till I crumbled in your hand. Since that day, I'm half a man. I drive my old nine-wheeler down I-2 and a half. The other truckers pity me, so they try not to laugh. I pull off in Wairika and check into Motel 3. They've always got a little room for me. Half a man, I'm half a man,
half a man.
Sometimes I try to do the best I can. I know that on my own foot, someday I'll have to stand. But right now I don't know how, 'cause I'm only half a man. I play solitaire for dawn with a deck of 26. You might think I'm crazy, but that's how I get my kick. I listen to Rush Limbaugh, 'cause he helps to ease my pain. He makes lots of sense if you're a man with half a brain. Tenth of whiskey and a cold free pack of beer. I drink till I see single when I gaze into the mirror. I know that through that looking glass is where I'll have to be. Reunited with better half of me. Half a man, I'm half a man.
Half a man.
Anyone can see that's all I am.
It's a great big 1040 back at you.
You miss the, of course, you can't see him. You can't see Hank's animation and all that. But hopefully you'll get to see this band live somewhere.
Hope so.
Are you leaving tomorrow?
Yes,
we are. Yes.
If anybody has a time machine, we played last night at Jack's Sugar Shack.
Mm-hmm.
But I expect we'll go back there some other time.
We'd like everyone to have come to that last night.
Well, for those, I know there are a number of people in the audience that go to the Strawberry Festival. They, Yeah. You'll be up there in the fall. So
yeah,
it's a
get
great
to see
one.
Up there.
It's one of our favorite events all year.
I believe we're playing on the Friday
afternoon.
Right? Friday afternoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you play a regular gig in Austin as well as touring around?
Well, no gig that we ever play could be described as regular.
We play irregular gig.
No, and actually, we don't have like a weekly thing. We just play in Austin 6 or 7 times a year. Sometimes at Antone's. We have a big thing coming up at the UT Ballroom to celebrate our 16th anniversary.
Uh-huh. Y'all come on down.
1,000-seat room. Yeah, there'll be plenty of room for everybody.
Mm-hmm. We hope not.
Do people come to you with songs?
Yeah. It's really strange. Occasionally people come to us with really interesting and pretty good songs, but the topics that people choose, they sort of say, well, I wrote this song and it's about roadkill. I think I'll pitch it to the lizards. You know, it sort of makes us go, oh.
Yeah, or about bodily functions.
Yeah, really.
That seems to be 90% of the submissions are roadkill and bodily functions.
Which we enjoy, don't get us wrong.
Yeah.
When we're hungry.
You mean,
yeah, or whatever.
There's things over the top even for the Austin
Yeah, Washington. Or under the bottom, maybe.
Yeah.
What song are you going to do next?
Well,
do we have to wait for time?
Tom's having a heck of an evening. That pedal steel, I think he's whipped it back into shape. This next song is a song off of our new album. It's a whiny country ballad, and it's about the time-honored theme in country music of the acquisition of wisdom in a honky-tonk setting.
Blah, 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 and he would not leave me be.
and I seized my chance to flee. Back home she's never known I'm not the fool I used to be. But I know that a man and a woman's lives were somehow changed by a loathsome, toothless geezer, incoherent and deranged. And my memories of that evening fuel an inner mountain of fear that I might become old Levin's anywhere that they sell beer. And I'll say blah, 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 blah.
That's one of the reasons I stay out of bars, is those guys.
Yeah, there's a fun thing about that. If we didn't have something more constructive to do with our evenings, we might be amongst their ranks.
Yeah, our guests are the Austin Lounge Lizards. You're listening to KPFK Los Angeles, and the program's called Folk Scene. Our engineers are Peter Cutler and Stephen Barker. What number are you going to do next?
Our next number is one that was penned by a friend. Pinned by a friend.
No, the clang response.
How's that?
Are you slipping off your medication again?
Sven was his name.
No, it was not Sven. It was Terry Allen, in fact, wrote this
not
next
the
song.
End.
He's an artist who was living in Fresno at the time. He was very much wrapped up in the art scene in California. And he I guess there was a rivalry between the New York artists and California artists. Anyway, suppose this is a true story that he made up about a tragic event. It started out in the Big Apple.
A truckload of art from New York City came rolling down the road. The driver was singing and the sunset was pretty, but the truck turned over and rolled off the road. Now there's a truckload of art and it's a burning near the highway. Precious objects are scattered. The driver went sailing high in the sky, landing in the gold lap of the Lord. He smiled and then said, "Son, you're better off dead than hauling a truck full of hot avant-garde. It's a truckload of art and it's burning near the highway and a tough job for the highway patrol." They soon seen the smoke and they come a-running to folk. Then they dug a deep ditch and threw the arts in a hole. Yes, an important artwork was thrown burning to the ground, tragically landing in the weeds. Smoke could be seen for miles all around, but nobody knows what it means. And it's a truckload of art and it's burning near the highway and it's raging far of control. And what the critics have cheered has been shattered and queered. and your noble reviews have been skewed on the road. Yes, this is a tragic story, and we selected this portion of the story for you to reflect on just how tragic it was. Of course, if you're a California artist, you might not feel all that bad.
Objects are scattered all over the ground. And what a terrible sight if a person were to see it.
But there weren't nobody around.
There may be a lot of people familiar to Terry with Terry Allen due to a very famous statue that's in downtown Los Angeles in one of the buildings.
Corporate Head.
It's called. Is that what it's called?
Corporate Head, yes.
The head is in the concrete, and it's a businessman in a suit with carrying a briefcase.
Yeah, with his head stuck into the building.
Yeah. That's it. And Terry,
and do no more sin.
Terry Allen's a very fine songwriter as well.
I'll be playing with Terry tomorrow night in Santa Fe, so come on by.
We'll be there.
He wasn't able to change his plane ticket plans, and so he's going to have to bail out with a parachute in his flight that was going to Dallas.
It's pretty cheap, though.
Yeah. Rough on the instruments. So. Yeah.
What song you do next?
Well, this is a political number. One we're afraid might offend thousands of KPFK listeners, but what the heck?
You really think so?
Well, maybe. No, not really.
Yeah, we were in Washington, D.C. last month, and we had a chance to sing this in the tiny single meeting room that is deep in the basement of the Capitol building, which is the sole refuge of the Democrats in Congress.
Small broom closet. Yeah, right.
We moved all the brooms out in the hall, and in we went.
It's pretty fancy.
We'd like to set the record straight by singing of the newt. For newts are open-minded, they are flexible and cute. A newt can breathe in water, and a newt can breathe on land. And if you are a different critter, newts will understand. Newts are not mean-spirited, they never are unfair. Newts are not underhanded and are not afraid to share. Newts do not have bad haircuts because newts are lacking hair. But the newt called Gingrich drives all true newts to despair.
Gingrich the newt's a disgrace to the name. When true newts see him, they feel so ashamed. He's the black sheep of the newt family, the one rotten fruit on the newt family tree.
Newts don't prey on other newts, and that they don't believe. And you will never catch a newt with something up his sleeve. They're tolerant of different environments, and so they don't send little newties to the orphanage to grow.
What sort of newt sports a suit and a tie and frightens small children as he rushes by? But we admit that his suit suits him good, much more discreet than a sheet and a hood.
A newt may be cold-blooded, but he won't go to extremes. And you can trust a newt to be exactly what he seems. Newts are sorry if you're sad, they're happy if you're gay. But Gingrich is perverse and worse, he's proud to be that way.
Gingrich the newt is puffed up like a toad, so full of himself that he's bound to explode. Then we will raise up our tails in salute, a bidding tribute to that horse's patoot. Gingrich the Newt.
Would you like to make a disclaimer now?
No. I've played that on the radio. I've played it. I just feel sad for the radio audience because they can't see the choreography that goes with that. It's the fact that you even did it here in the radio is rather interesting.
We're trying to work it out so that we can do our entire act in mime. In case we all come down with laryngitis at one time, we can mime the entire, say, 260-minute shows.
What song are you going to do next?
Jim Reeves, and I think the Greenbrier Boys did it. But Hank has brought it down to the lounge with a little special variation that he cooked up.
Country
it's
music?
It's a whiny bluegrass song.
With Vegas shticks.
grandfather of a honky tonk girl, and I die when they speak my baby's name. I hope someday that I'll be forgiven. There's something I just have to say. I remember that girl they're talking about just like it was yesterday. And when she was small, they'd bring her into this bar and set her on a stool and give her a taste of their beer and laugh. And I thought to myself, oh, you crazy fools. But what could I do and what could I say? I'm just a bartender and I work here for my pay. But I could die when I hear her invisible father say, I'm the father of a girl, and I die when they speak my baby's name. I hope someday that I'll be forgiven. For now I know that I am to blame. And then one day a horse walked into my bar. I said, hey, bartender. I said, hey, why the long face? And he ordered a beer. I told him that'll be $14.95. And I said, you know, we don't get very many horses in this bar. He said, well, at those prices, you won't get very many more. And as I watched that horse's rear end go through those swinging doors, I thought of that poor old man. I'm the father of a honky-tonk. When they speak my baby's name.
What's the introduction to that song, Sirius? Jim Reeves recorded that?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I had an old 45 of it. But they didn't do quite the same talkie part in the middle.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Sure. Our guest, the Austin Lounge Lizards, if you need to reach them, can I give them Dick Renko's address as well as the phone number? Post Office Box 11004, Fort Smith, Arkansas, 72917-1004. The number to reach Dick Renko, who books the Austin Lounge Lizards, or manages them, 501-782-4801. And you could bring the Austin Lounge Lizards to your community.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
We'd like that.
As a community service.
Bar mitzvahs, ice cream socials, quinceañeras. We do it all.
Tell me about some of the places, some of the events you've played at. You must have some really interesting experience.
We've already referred to the weirdest one was the Corcoran State Prison.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to say hi to all our friends out there in the Corcoran State Prison.
We have time for two more songs if you want to do
them. Oh, this one is it's on the Nashville's very lucrative theme of adultery. And we've played the Summer Lights Festival in Nashville a couple of times. The first time we did it, we thought we'd get killed after the Oak Ridge Boys, but we were proud to see that things were greening up a bit in Nashville.
It's a song for everybody out there who's having an adulterous affair right now.
One,
turn off
two,
the radio.
Three.
My baby's acting reckless and loose. I begged her not to sugarcoat the truth. I said to tell me everything about the man with whom she'd been, but she explained that it's alright, he's just a friend. I caught him in a compromising pose, all alone in Herschel's hot tub with no clothes. She asked if they could have a little privacy, and then she explained that it's alright, he's just a friend. Our children call him daddy, they refer to me as sir. In all the family pictures, he is standing next to her. For Christmas, he bought her a pair of handcuffs and a whip. Sometimes I think he's put a strain on our relationship. I bought her a real sexy negligee. She packed it
she gone, Bimini with Jim, but they explain that it's alright, it's just a friend. To sugarcoat the truth, I said that there was some old story, so that he then could again she explained that it's alright, he's just a friend. It's alright, cause you think he's just a friend.
This is KPFK Los Angeles, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio for all Southern California. You're listening to Folk Scene. I'm Howard Larman. Our guests are the Austin Lounge Lizards, and we have time for one more song.
Well, great.
Song about another sacred bluegrass tradition, that of the blessed old home place.
Yeah, we figure if we're going to be a bluegrass band, we've got to have a song about the old home place. And
drugs.
You know, all the original bluegrass songs in the first generation always dwelled on that subject, and it sort of begged the question of, if it was so great back there, why don't you live there anymore?
Yep. One, two, three.
When life calls me to travel far and wide, thoughts of home are with me as down the road I ride. Up on the highest mountain or out on the deep blue sea, I can't forget my friends and family. Well, there's no place on the planet quite the same. No matter how far out I go, play this worldly game. Breezes may smell sweeter when far afield they blow. So back to where I came from I must go. To that godforsaken hellhole I call home. Always draws me back again wherever I may roam. As squalid as Calcutta, as decadent as Rome. That godforsaken hellhole I call home. When I see that welcome sign, I shed a tear. Why have I come back again? What am I doing here? But like a lifelong sentence with no hope for parole, I can't escape these shackles on my soul. In that godforsaken hellhole I call home. Always draws me back again wherever I may roam. Farther out than Fargo, lonelier than home. That godforsaken hellhole I call home.
Hey, Pops, take me home.
Came to town and asked me why. Instead of pulling in again, I don't just pass it by. But all my friends are buried here and some of them are dead. So home is where I'll always hang my head. In that godforsaken hellhole I call home. Always draws me back again wherever I may roam. As squalid as
Santa Monica, as decadent as Rome. That godforsaken hellhole I call home.
The Austin Lounge Lizards. Do you ever do like a song, let's say the serious side of that, like the old home place or something like that, and then do the satire on it, or is that...
We never have. What an idea. It would be a good idea, I think, just to...
You know Rodney Dillard's The Old Home Place?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great
song. Well, you know, it goes way back, you know, to Flat and Scruggs and Bill Monroe songs about the little cabin home on a hill and all that stuff. And,
but I'm just wondering if some of the...
Oh, Serious Relief, you mean.
Well, I'm just... Well, you could view it that way, but I was thinking more in the sense that you may be performing before an audience who has little idea what you're satirizing in terms of the actual song.
Right. Perhaps we could do it that way.
So that's what the problem is.
I've never thought about that.
I knew there was a problem.
I learn something new every day.
Listen, I want to thank you all for stopping by. I really appreciate
it. Thank you, Howard.
Thanks, Howard.
And continued good luck.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Much.
You're listening to Folk